Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Suzanne Sullivan's diversified life experiences in her walk with God, business, travel, and philanthropy has given her great insight into life. She prays daily for God to give her wisdom and to open and close the doors, plus for God to surround her with the armor, His armor, so she can be an instrument of God's plan. Are you aware of God's plan? Do you know that God has a plan for you? You know that you can experience what that means? It's possible, dear friend, when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why we're here at the Good Life Radio Show, and that's why we always pause at the beginning of our program. To remind you, the reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus. For you to know that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how tough life's road may be, how many bumps in the road you've hit, there is always hope in Jesus. He loves you, dear friend. He knows you. No matter what it is in front of you right now, you can overcome through Christ. He loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And dear one, the living Christ today calls you to Himself with resurrection hope, with resurrection power. Our guest, Suzanne Sullivan, yeah, she knows what it's like to experience the resurrection power of Jesus. She lives part-time in Hawaii and resides the remainder in eastern Washington, close to Walla Walla and their farms. She's married to Paul. They have 3 children and 9 granddaughters. Suzanne, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me today. It's a special to be here today, and it's a rejoicing in the Lord. I have an opportunity to be here in paradise and to share Jesus with others, so I couldn't be more blessed today.
Wonderful. Where did you grow up?
I grew up as a small girl in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, where I was born. My mother had difficulties, and she was challenged because my father at that time had been an MIA, missing in action in World War II, and they did not know his status, but they came to find out later that he was a prisoner of war. So whether his PSD or whatever, as we now know it now, their marriage brought difficulties and challenges, and then we moved to Michigan, and life was not easier and simple. But I remember once in a little neighborhood close to some railroad tracks, somebody knocked on the door and said, "Would you like to go to Vacation Bible School?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to go. It sounded like so much fun. You know, we have cookies and candy and games and play." And I was excited. I wanted to go. And my parents said yes. And I'll never forget that, going through the Vacation Bible School that week and hearing the story of Jesus. And I see it vividly. Back in the days of the flannel graphs, for those who remember, taking the flannel graphs and gently putting Jesus' character up on the flannel glass and caressing Him and smoothing Him down and putting the sheep down and telling the story of Psalms 23, how if the lost sheep, He'll go and find the sheep, and He cares for His sheep, and He loves His sheep, and He loves you just like He loves His sheep. And oh, I wanted that with all my heart, because our family was very troubled. Quite troubled, very violent, and there was a lot of issues going on, of which it doesn't bring hope to share those issues. But I knew I wanted to find Jesus in my heart at some point in time. I wanted the Good Shepherd in my life to guide my life. Fast forward to graduating from high school and challenges in our family separated, divorced, got back together, end up in Washington State, just chaos and poor choices. And I went to University of Washington. My future husband at that time invited me, and Campus Crusades. And there you had John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believeth in him shall be saved. And I thought, oh, I prayed the prayer, and Jesus is in my heart, and I've blossomed and grown since. So therefore, that was the joy that came to my life through trials and tribulation, and it's been my hope and my anchor forward.
Who would you say influenced you most? You talked about those tumultuous childhood years. Mm-hmm. You talked about VBS. Who influenced you most during that time in your life?
True. You always have someone to give you a frame of reference and of hope and light. And that's what I tried to share with other people. I had a couple aunts that I saw them doing well and doing different things. But I think my anchors in my life were my grandparents. Mm-hmm. I had two grandmothers. And those two godly grandmothers I know prayed for me. They took me to Sunday school when I visited, and of which my parents didn't want me to have any part of church. Even after the vacation Bible school, they wanted me to stay away from that. They didn't want anybody to be, they didn't want to talk religion and be part of that. But my godly grandparents were good, and they loved me and took care of me. And I think they gave me the hope and passion to see that there was a difference in life. So looking at the diversity of people and lives and et cetera, intelligent and looking at things, there's choices and changes. And I chose very, very definitely that I'm going to make a choice for Jesus, and I'm going to change my family's history, and I'm going to show love and compassion and do it as a focus of my life to try to bring goodness in our life, in our family, and to others.
You met your husband. Why did you go to University of Washington? Why did you choose the University of Washington?
At that point in time when I was saved, I was not actually attending there. My husband was going to pursuing his aeronautical engineering degree, and I started dating him right after high school. We have those cute little stories where we were passing notes in study hall.
So you were together in high school.
Yeah, and we kind of knew each other. Highly attracted, but not really together. One time, the one study hall lady intercepted the note. And this was a huge school of, 300 people in study hall. It's a huge school. There's over 1,000 people graduating. And she picked up this note, and we weren't really dating. Oh, dear sweetie, I want to meet you this afternoon. And both of us dyed red, wanted to sink underneath our chairs. But yet there was the desire and attraction, and he knew the Lord earlier than I did, and his desire to seek me as a mate to be unequally yoked was to find out if I was interested in God and Jesus, and that's the reason why he invited me to University of Washington. Later, I did attend there, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you were a Husky.
I was a Husky. Woof, woof. And I live in dog country, which is Wazoo, Washington State University country.
Cougar.
Yes, Cougar
country.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so you became a believer while you were in college at the University of Washington. What difference has Christ made in your life?
Oh, Christ has been my light, my Savior. As you walk the good life, it's not always good. There are challenges that come into your life. I mean, the daily living, the challenges. I'll never forget when we were, young and married, and my husband was on business, out to his business ventures, trying to start one of the businesses. All three children were homesick, vomiting. I sat on the floor and cried with him, and my husband's there, and I go like, what am I going to do? How am I going to take care of these kids? I don't have the strength. I can't handle this. But if you seek him in time, at the time of need, and you take the step in faith daily to keep the commitment, God rewards you. And I had to learn the principle, too, to bloom where you're planted. Mm. And if you do not, we have farm and agricultural things, if you do not plant things in good soil and water and tender and nurture it, it's not going to bloom. If you plant on the rocks, there's no growth. Without water, it withers and dies away. So I had to learn to bloom where it's planted and rejoice every day. And another principle I learned, that you were responsible for our own happiness. My husband was off doing business and work. he was not responsible for my happiness at that point in time. He was supposed to take care and nurture me. But I had to choose to be happy and find joy. And so during troubled times, it was seeking the Lord, praying, and the support of church and other women who prayed with me, as with different prayer groups, really does make a difference. And we always need to seek out fellow believers to encourage us and to find the love and encouragement that will make us seek the light and stay the path.
Bloom where you're planted, Suzanne. That's the message that she's... I think it's a message from the Lord for us today. Dear one, as you listen to Suzanne Sullivan, I mean, she has certainly bloomed and has been planted and grown, and she speaks out of experience. But today, your moment, your experience, do you feel like leaving? Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel uneasy? Any of those? If you feel that way, I think she would probably say, as I think we all concur, you are not alone, dear friend. We've all experienced that. And we may experience some of those even in the future as well. But it's in these moments when we are frustrated, when we feel uneasy, when we're irritated, and we just want to run away. We think it's going to be better just over in the next job, or just over in the next school, or just over in the next or another state. Maybe at some point it will be. Or perhaps this might not be the time, because it's for you to bloom where you're planted. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Active Lifestyle are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, when is it going to end? You know, I mean, how long is this thing going to go on? How long is my boss going to be that way? Or how long is my marriage going to be this way? Or my spouse? How long is school going to... why do I have to take these classes? It doesn't even relate to my major. You ever experienced that? You ever wonder when things are going to get better? Well, if you have, you're not alone. I'm with you there. I can see Suzanne Maurer. She's nodding her head. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. And Suzanne Sullivan. It's the day of Suzanne's here at the Good
Praise
Life Program.
The Lord.
Suzanne Sullivan, our featured guest today. She lives part-time in Hawaii, part-time in Eastern Washington. But she's in studio with us today, and we're proud and blessed to have her with us. If you've ever experienced those things, well, this is the right program for you to listen to today, because we're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper. You see, the blooming where you're planted, you say, Danny, that people say that all the time. It almost irks me to hear it. Why are you saying that again? It's a bit irritating to me. I don't want to stay planted here. I want to move elsewhere. Where the secret of it all. You know what? I'm not going to tell the secret. I've got Suzanne Sullivan right here in studio. She can talk about the secret things that God does in the midst of that. Maybe marriage, maybe business. Suzanne, how has this concept, a bloom where you planted, made a difference in your life?
Many times in life, throws you curves, takes the rug out from underneath you, and your rebellious natural spirit says, why God? Why me? I don't want this. I don't want to be here. I want to run. My marriage is not working. Our business is not failing. The products we ordered from China is not showing up on time. The products they shipped were not what they were supposed to be. What am I going to do? This is negatively impacting my life. And what I do is take a fresh brush of air, and I breathe in deeply, and I say, okay, I run out the door, and I take a long walk. And sometimes it's been a really long walk, crying, unhappy with the Lord, and I do not turn around till I vented, let go of my frustration, and I can feel the love of God coming back to me as I'm crying back to Him. Please answer me. Please comfort me. Please be there for me, Lord. Why, Lord? I mean, we all have those days. I mean, at one point in time in our marriage, I mean, I can say rejoice now. We're happily married, but my goodness, we've been two diamonds against each other, just roughing off all the rough spots apart. And if you hang in there, then you rough the rough spots off, and then you both shine together. But it's the rough times, going through the times, choosing to stay together, choosing to follow God's principles, to honor God. If you honor God, He will honor you. At one point in time, our marriage was shattered. I had no hope for it. And a pastor said, if you really love Jesus, you're going to stay there and you're going to love Him and love your husband and make it work. He said the same thing to my husband. Both of us kind of shook our heads, and with faith, we stayed together. It was kind of like it was a shattered glass. Our marriage was shattered glass. But yet Jesus and God can take those things together with faith, commitment, the right choices, and put it together like a beautiful mosaic. And that's what I consider our marital relationship now, a beautiful mosaic of colors and in life. But it's the challenges that form you. You can either be bitter or better, and it's your choice.
Suzanne. I'm looking at both. I just say it once, and I get both of your attention.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, we're engaging here. Suzanne, you talked about your shattered marriage. Someone today listening, they are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Their marriage is shattered. And not only is the marriage shattered, and not only do they know it, they don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, the feelings that once fluttered no longer flutter.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. I mean, that's... There is a void, and there is a void of pain. It is a void of just angst and hurt, maybe even hatred,
mm-hmm.
coupled with anger. Let's pause in this moment. You've experienced what that is. When the feelings are gone, what would you say to someone who is in that broken moment? Almost to the point where they don't even cry anymore. They're dried, their eyes are dried of tears because of that level of shattering.
There's two things that I did to help keep myself buoyed up, to keep afloat and not from sinking from despair. And the first thing I did is always fall upon my knees and pray to God and cling to some Bible verses and cling that God is going to answer those Bible verses to grow the love, grow the bond, and knowing that in a marriage, especially if there's children, if you can keep the marriage together and grow it back together, it is a blessing exponentially for your mate and those children, but it takes work. So that's the first thing I would do. The second thing, I would listen to Christian music. Christian music really speaks to the soul and to the heart and lifts you up. And you need to have the praise songs, because sometimes you cannot praise in your own heart. But you have to hear the praise song, and the Lord will penetrate and fill your heart. And as you take a step each day, as you said, sometimes there's no reason to be here tomorrow. Why? He doesn't love me. I don't love him. Who knows what's going on? The things of the world have been allowed in, and it's time to cut those off and make choices and take away the bitterness and try to be the best person God wants you to be. Don't try to change the other person. You can't. Mm. But if you show love, compassion, and try to be the better person, the love will glow and warm the home, and I think it turns the corner and brings you back with the love of the Lord.
And Danny, may I add, there's so much power in prayer. So if you will just turn to the Lord, and you might even have to start with, Lord, give me a desire to even have restoration in this marriage. And as that desire is kindled, help cause in me a restoration of this marriage, but your love for my husband in me and your love for me in my husband. Because Suzanne said, he's the one that makes the changes. And so cry out to God and ask him he's the one that's going to do the restoration, and plead with him, and don't give up. Just pursue that, especially asking him to place his love for your husband in your heart, and vice versa.
We're touching on an area of vulnerability that is really sticky, because when one is hurt, when one is there is a loss of feeling and dried eyes, there's no tears, there is that dangerous point of indifference. Mm-hmm. That moment of, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is somehow still praying for God to bring a restoration in my readiness.
Even. Yes.
That level.
Yes.
When you talk about worship songs,
mm-hmm.
the soothing way, a supernatural way at work. What were some of maybe your favorite song that the Lord really spoke to you?
Victory in Jesus. That's one of the ones I really claimed, because
the hymn yes, Victory in Jesus.
Because I needed to have victory in Jesus, because I knew I could not do it on my own. It's only through the power of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, who paid the price for my salvation, could I really walk strong and tall and be the godly woman he wanted me to be. There's many other praise songs, and sometimes it seems silly, but if I get scared and upset, I just sing the simple Jesus Loves Me.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most comforting song that can comfort your heart. And it's just a childhood song, but as a child of God, we need to have the feeling, the warmth and love, and seek it out. And it goes sometimes when your feelings are not really into the song and the word. The songs and the words have a way of speaking back through the Holy Spirit to your heart and lifting you up. But you have to open your heart. If you harden your heart and put on the crust and put on animosity and allow bitterness and anger come upon you, then you are not opening the doors for Jesus and God to work in with you. And you need to pray more, worry less, and look for the good. And in your mate, what is it you fell in love with that person? What three things do you really like about that person? Focus on that, compliment that, and try to be the positive example and forget about the rest, because you can't fix it. Try to be the positive and focus on the love that was once there.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
Well, one of the things that, speaking now to our believers, people that have a personal relationship with Christ. The reality, I believe, is that Christ searched the world over to bring my Roland to me, and he searched the world over to bring me to Roland. So if Christ is the one that brought our marriage and our union together, he doesn't make mistakes. So I surely better get on my knees. Now, I'm talking personally, but this applies to all believers, in my opinion, in marriage. And he's the one that brought us together. So we need to run back to him and plead with him to restore it, to for healing and for that desire.
We're at a level now where I think we can speak freely. And I think we need to be at this level. Sometimes to really minister to people's hearts. And I think today, when we talk about pain, when we talk about marital strife, marital brokenness, this ebb and flow of life and this removal of any of those fluttering, batting eyes, feelings that we once had, when anger comes in, pain comes in. This hardness that Suzanne Sullivan talked about. Dear friend, dear woman, dear man, it might be just the uttering of a word, maybe a faint remembrance of a song that you knew. And just utter that word, how hard as it may be to let it out. It might be the name of Jesus. It might be a name, victory in Jesus. Whatever it is, slowly let it out. Sing it. The Lord will bless you. Stay with us. We'll be
wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Indeed, it's nothing quite like hearing from someone who's seasoned, someone who knows what it's like. I would say 48 years of marriage,
yes,
has a good deal of seasoning to it, and it has an amazing amount of flavor, I can only imagine, of what God has done in those years. But we are blessed with the gift of Suzanne Sullivan in studio with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. We're, as always, we're privileged to be with you. Thank you for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, I'd encourage you to get the whole program in its entirety. You can do so at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as you listen to it, I believe you'll be encouraged.
Yes.
But as you are, think about it. Pass it on to a family member or a friend. Let them be encouraged as well. Well, we could talk quite a bit about marriages and struggles, but you have understood what it means to have victory in Jesus, to prevail. I think about business. Business has a broad relatability in our world today. Lessons, Suzanne Sullivan, lessons that you and Paul have learned in business.
We have learned a lot of lessons, and we did start out with the principle of being yoked in being saved, both of us, and knowing Jesus. But in business, when you're looking objectively at business, it's quite often you do not choose, you become unequally yoked, which means one person is saved, operates on different principles, different beliefs, different level of integrity, trust, and actions and credibility, and the other person seems so delightful and fun. They can help you do this. You said they may have the money, they may have the personality, they may have a marketing contact, and it sounds so exciting, delightful, that we're going to make money, we're going to be rich, we're going to be famous. I hate to tell you, but my husband's kind of done that a couple times on me, and it's created a lot of havoc in our life. A lot of havoc in his life and a lot of heartache. Being unequally yoked, it's the principle is the oxen have a carved wood shoulder piece and it's joined in the center. The principle is the center between the two pieces needs to have Christ in between, filtering and circulating the two units of the people as they're going forward in a unified path. If you are not equally yoked, one person is on one path with God, the other one has chosen a different path. So the underlying principles and workability, when trouble strikes, it really erupts up and creates havoc in a business relationship. And we have seen that happen. It's cost us money. It's cost us headache. It's cost us heartache. It's cost us, loss of some family members really being in relationship. And the cost is greater and the frustration is greater if only you just choose to make the right choices to start out with. Things happen and things happen for a reason. I say, okay, Lord, what is I supposed to learn from this lesson? And my husband said, I should have trusted your intuition, not willingly, but he has come around to understand that a woman's intuition should be trusted, but a man should, as the head of the household and the caretaker, he should be using great wisdom to make sure he is choosing up and shoring up his foundation with other believers to protect his business interest and his family.
One of my mentors once told me, Danny, listen to your wife. And I wish he would have told me, I wish I would have listened earlier. Mm-hmm. But as Paul said, you should listen to your intuition. There's certain things that... Now, Suzanne, what do you think is at the core of... Why are we so tempted to just rationalize? All this can all make sense. And yet deep down inside, we know there's a check, but we do it anyway.
My husband, as great and gracious as he is, would actually admit probably that as the sermon, when Jesus was tempted, he was tempted to Satan tempted him to have power over all and be the king and the supreme. So the ego gets in the way, greed gets in the way, self-support, you think you can do it all? And you're not asking Jesus to be your partner. So the self-initiative, the things of the world are the way. And it always seems greener. The grass is always greener on the other side of the street. And if we do this, we can win the lotto. We can win at Vegas. We can win in business. But really, the only way to win is through Jesus.
Mm. What would you say if someone, you come across someone and then they have a kind of discontent. They're already set. They're already in a good place, but they just want more. A little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. What would you do in that situation? What would you say to someone, just more, more, more?
We all want to shine. We all want to have good self-esteem. We want to feel good about ourselves. We may esteem to be the president of something. We may be esteemed to be respected. And but if we're focusing on the world as they would see us and not as God would see us, then we're focusing on the wrong thing. There's been many times in my life that I thought, oh, why did you give me all these businesses and the travels to China and purchasing things and thinking, ordering things, and it came in wrong, and it wasn't the same product, and it came in late, and it was compromising our business doing different things, or we had a well failure on the farm. We end up in a legal lawsuit because people had released the property. We had no water. Lord, why are you allowing these things to happen? Why? Why me? What good can we learn? Only by steadfastly going through it. How sometimes you walk through those troubled waters, if you walk with Jesus, will be a testimony to other people. And they may run when you flee in trouble, which is quite often when you're in trouble, family and friends flee. But Jesus will never leave you. And if you walk the life and stay the steady path to win the race and keep your focus on the end of the race with Jesus, then you are reassured with a comfort knowing that you made the right choice. And when you're choosing God, God blesses you abundantly.
Suzanne, have you experienced loneliness in business?
Mm-hmm. As a woman in business, it's traveling to China, traveling in different areas, and at one point in time, we manufactured a wire mesh screen sorting chain conveyor, and I was the one that traveled to do the outside sales all the way from the Mississippi down to the Mexican border. It's lonely. It's hard to make decisions. It's hard to know what to do. It's hard sometimes to do the right thing. But I've learned if you're honest, sincere, and you say you want to help other people, they will respect you. And if you're alone at night or alone, eat by yourself. I used to read the guidepost at lunch quite often. Mm-hmm. Or I go shopping at special secondhand stores and find treats. You have to fill that void with choose to do the right things. And the loneliness is there, but how you cope with it is your choice.
Mm-hmm. We talk about loneliness because I think I could be rather safe to say that we live in a world of lonely people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And there are the loneliness to the point where it sometimes it has a physical pain, a physical ache in loneliness. I mentioned that also because, Suzanne, you talked about sometimes when you don't have what you used to have or what people thought you have, the people disappear. Mm-hmm. They're not accessible as they may have been in the past. But you have gone through so much in your life. What would you say to someone today? You can speak directly to someone who has lost a lot, or maybe if you were to ask them yourself, they would say, "You know what? I lost everything. Mm-hmm. My world is shattered, and I've got nothing. I've got nothing. Not only material things. I've got nothing in my." I feel like nothing, mm-hmm. like a nobody.
That really concerns me in life with adults, but it really concerns me tremendously now with life with youth. I have 9 grandchildren, and I know some have struggled, and I know we had in one school 2 young, brilliant children take their life at 17. Mm-hmm. They thought they had nothing to live for. They thought that life was an end. They didn't fit in, they were nerds, whatever the excuses were, and to see the heartbreak of the devastation they left behind with the family trying to cope with it. But when you are at that last moment, never give up hope. Jesus died for you on the cross, for your sins and for your life. He paid the price. You've got to stick to the promises every day the sun rises, every day the sun sets. God is faithful, and you've got to choose. It's a personal choice to see light and rejoice in something. I don't even care if it's just because you had a piece of bread to eat for breakfast. You have to rejoice in the small things so you can rejoice in the bigger things. You have to choose life, because if you choose life, God will choose to bless you and grow you and give you joy back in your life when you think there's no reason to take another breath.
And Danny, when I had the privilege of being the Christian ed teacher at Kamehameha, Allie's teacher, mm-hmm. praise the Lord, mm-hmm. one of my favorite things to share with the Keiki was that when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you are never alone again. You may forget it. You may put him on a shelf, but he will never leave. And so no matter where you are, what's happening, Jesus Christ is in your heart, and it's a team from then on. One of my favorite quick stories, I was going to dinner at California Pizza Kitchen, and our daughter was a waitress there. And I got there first and was sitting at a table, and she had a few minutes, and so she wanted to sit with me. And so she started to pull out the chair across from me. And she said, "Mom, is somebody sitting here?" And I said, "Of course, but he moved. He's glad you're here." Because my children, my grandchildren, everyone I can share with knows that Jesus is with me every second, 24/7. And that's one of the most beautiful, tender aspects of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We put him aside. We forget sometimes. But he never forgets. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us.
Tomorrow's another day. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases."
That's right.
"His compassions never fail. His mercies never fail. They are new every morning." Every morning, dear one. Yeah. Every morning they are new. Suzanne Sullivan says, "They are new every morning." Great is thy faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Tomorrow's another day. Be there tomorrow. Be there tomorrow, dear friend. God loves you. We love you. God knows you. There's a purpose. There's a plan. Suzanne Sullivan is here to testify of that. And we'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Another day? Be here tomorrow? Be here tomorrow, dear friend. Huh? You going to do that? All right, by the grace of God, yes? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You say, Danny, you're tuning in right now. What are you talking about? Are you going to be there tomorrow? Are you going to be there? Do it. Well, we're talking about hitting the skids of life. You know, I mean, hitting those times when we're, the world gets, our world gets turned upside down. Our expectations are not met. We live with disappointment. We feel like failures. We feel as though things have not materialized as we had so hoped or even worked for.
Or dreamed.
What do you do then? Well, Suzanne Sullivan reminds us, even with Lamentations chapter 3, tomorrow's another day. This is the Good Life Radio Show, and that's why we're here, to talk about the good life. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and Suzanne Sullivan are our guests. We're privileged to have her with us. Along the theme of God's love and care, is there a story about a bracelet, a Hawaiian bracelet?
Hawaiian bracelet. God knows his creation, and sometimes we forget in the walk of life, in the struggles of life, you know, buying the milk and, you know, keeping electricity on, etc., that God really cares and really knows us. So a couple months ago, I was one on the city bus over here in Honolulu. It's the major mode of transportation. And quite often, the bus gets quite full, so you stand up and grab onto the bars. And this one gentleman beside me says, "Ma'am, may I kind of turn your arm? Can I look at your bracelet?" And I had a gold Hawaiian bracelet, which is kind of a cultural thing here. And he says, "May I touch it?" And I said, "Yes." And I'm looking at him kind of strangely, wondering what's going on, because he, you know, was nice and neat and everything. And he says, "You know, I think I made that bracelet." And I looked at him. He says, "That was made in 1980s, right?" And I'm going like, 1984? And he said, "And you got that up at Pearl Ridge?" Yes. He says, "My family had the factory, and I was working in the shop. And I undoubtedly made that bracelet for you." So unbelievable. 30-some years later, he recognized and realized that was his creation. And it's hard to fathom, but if you translate that over, God realizes and knows his creation, us. And he knows the beauty in us, and he wants us to shine and grow and bless others. And so that bracelet blesses me even more in knowing that my husband purchased it for me, but it gives me the warm feeling that the maker knows his creation.
And you've had that bracelet for 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, this is somewhat rhetorical, of course, but if that bracelet has been with you, or you've worn it through not only the ups of life,
mm-hmm.
but the downs of life. And this enduring piece of jewelry, lovely piece of jewelry, but it endures throughout, and how the maker was able to identify.
Just by standing there and looking a couple feet away, he says, "I made that bracelet for you. I worked in my parents' shop." It was amazing. But, you know, as a beautiful piece of jewelry goes, quite often we stand tall and we might wear a pretty piece of jewelry and we might dress up and put our makeup on and put lipstick on and wear a nice outfit. And the whole world seems to look at us like, man, they got it together. They're beautiful and shining. But yet sometimes we don't know the heart or the struggles of the people, where they're walking or where their life is really leading them. And it's important for us to really know that God sees our heart and our needs. And those who are true Christian friends need to be there for the other ones when they're walking through the valleys. Because when you hit a valley in your life, you may need that person. So it's a sharing, a partnership. in life and encouragement that brings us, enables us to empower us to have good feeling, self-esteem, because the outside shell, all pretty with bracelets and lipstick and an expensive piece of clothing, is not what makes us. It's how we love people and how we walk.
And as you've walked and as you've talked today, you've shared some scuff marks on the bracelet of life, as it were. And we all relate with scuff marks on the jewelry of life. And yet, 32 years later, as the maker saw, even through the scuff marks, the maker could touch and still feel, that's mine. I made that one. Dear friend, today, by the testimony of Suzanne Sullivan, the Lord looks at you and you might say, Danny, you have no idea. You and Suzanne have no idea what scuffs I have on my life right now. It does not look, feel, or seem like a piece of jewelry anymore. I've got more than one scuff marks, multiple marks, and Danny, you have no idea. Suzanne will tell you, the maker looks at you, because once he's made you, he always knows you. He sees you through the scars. He sees you through the scratches. He sees even when you look broken, and he loves you. Suzanne Sullivan, we've got a couple minutes left. Could you lead in a prayer for this dear one who feels scuffed, but the maker says, I know you.
Oh, dear God, we come before you and rejoice. Some days it's hard to rejoice. Some days it's even hard to look up towards the sun. Lord, we just know that we have to count on your faithfulness, your plan in our life, Lord, and know that we have to seek out God. And knowing God is good, but knowing God personally in your heart, to know that God so loved the world that he sent his begotten Son to die on a cross for us, that Jesus is the one who paid the price for our sins. God gave us the gift. God gave us the love. And if we ask a simple prayer of saying, Lord, my choices haven't been great. Lord, my life is shattered. Lord, please come into my life. You're my only hope. Lord, I pray you will fill the lives who say that prayer. You will take the shattered pieces of their life and over time make the most beautiful mosaic that they can hold their family together, hold their lives together, and know the comfort of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to live a great life, a good life, with you, God. And I praise you that you've done that in my life, and I challenge others to take the step in the prayer and find joy in every day.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you are a God who hears prayer and answers prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Suzanne Sullivan, you, and it's no wonder that you're also, you have a stake of involvement in alleviating the rampant growth of human trafficking. And as we close today, what is it that you feel your involvement will do in such a great issue of human injustice?
It's hard to even believe that quite possibly in your neighborhood and undoubtedly in your city, in your communities, there are young girls being sold for sexual favors. The horrificness of that is beyond belief when you realize that the majority of desire by the men is between 11 and 13-year-old girls and young boys. It breaks my heart. And as I first became aware of this about 10 years or so ago through Seroptimus, an organization I'm involved in, through a white paper, I thought, oh, that's a dirty, nasty subject. That's in a foreign country. That's not for me. I don't want to be part of that. And go like, Lord says, ma'am, if you have a voice and you have these grandgirls, and you care about their lives, wouldn't you want someone there to speak up to keep them from possibly falling into the harm's way, to entering the wrong chat room, to understand that people and their sane intentions are not the same when you're a young girl, you have a hard time discerning? Wouldn't you want to keep someone there to have a restoration restore house if one of your young grandkids got into trouble? So with that being said, with nine precious granddaughters, I have taken the voice and lifted it up that we need to be aware that the internet, what a blessing that is also an absolute curse with pornography. Mm-hmm. And the vision of watching things, pornography taints a man and a woman's life. It is horrific, and once it seeps into the brain, it imprints it. It's almost horrible to get away. Mm-hmm. And that creates the desire that goes beyond all rational reason to seek out these beautiful young children, traumatize, terrorize, and ruin their lives. And they become discarded trash. But there's people out there, like the one group here on Oahu, Holua Napua. They are striving for renewal of trafficked girls through health, education, advocacy, and reintegration into the lifestyle. They have a property in the North Shore they're working on right now where they're doing, and they have an established workers and contracts, etc., to make it viable. They can take these young girls, love them, expose them to nature, love them, encouragement, help them walk through getting the horrors of the what's traversed in their life. The horrific PTSD, which I think is greater than any soldier could almost have, to come back to life, to feel wholeness and reintegrate and be a child of God.
As spoken, as a stalwart that you are, to be the voice that needs to be heard and to bring about redemption mm-hmm. and hope that can be found in Christ. Thank you so much, Suzanne. Thank you for your time with us, for sharing your heart. It's been a precious moment. We thank you indeed.
Thank you for having me today. Thank you.
Dear one, I hope you've been moved even as we have. We believe you have, and that you will take this with you and, of course, share this program with others. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, as I always say, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 90, verse 14, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Suzanne Sullivan. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.